have any questions?
Okay, so you know how you said SAT scores aren't all that important?
Mm-hmm.
What's a good minimum score?
That really depends on where you want to go. I know kids who got into Berkeley with an 1880. Yes, he got into Berkeley with an 1880. That was, and he was Asian. That was a surprise. But he was also, he was really into other things. And a good score depends on what else you're doing. The girl who got into MIT with a 20, probably a 22 something, she never said, but it was definitely not, it was far from perfect. The girl who got into MIT, she was a swimmer, she was a white girl, well, that helps, and she was in, she was a section leader in the marching band, a trumpet section leader, and she was very into sciences. And so that was her push. It was like she was a leader in multiple fields, in the arts field, in the sports field, and she was happened to be a girl who was interested in sciences. So that was everything, and then her SAT score came secondary. A blanket threshold for UCs, I guess, would be in the 2000s. If you look on collegeboard.org, they have statistics about what the middle 50% of certain colleges, what their students get on the SAT. For example, the Harvard, the range is like 600-something to 800. That's what the middle 50% get. So 50% the 25% on this other side are getting perfect scores. So there's 25% of people getting perfect scores, 50% getting somewhere between a 2200 to a perfect score, and then there's another 25% on this end that are getting something that's not a perfect score, or not anything close to a 2000. So if you look at that, you can kind of see, like, where do I fall? That's the best advice I can give you if you think what's a good SAT score. Look at the college and look what their middle 50% is on collegeboard.org. Okay. Does anyone else have questions about specifics that I've mentioned? Anything and everything is fine.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
How are you prepared
to test for SAT?
Yeah.
The first time I took it, I just self-studied. I took it twice. The first time I self-studied, and I got a 2160. I got 2160 my first time, and I said, my goal was originally, I was like, if I get a 2200, I will not take it again. I'll be fine. I didn't, so I was like, I really want to take SAT prep. And SAT prep only works if you want to do it. If your child wants to do it, that's the only way it's gonna work. If they really, really actually ask you for it. Because if you're forcing them into it, again, it's like forcing them to do an activity they don't like. They're not gonna succeed because they don't wanna do the work. And that inner drive is not there. The results aren't going to come. So I said, I want to take some SAT prep. I took the SAT prep, and my goal was to get the highest score I can get above a 2200. Ended up getting a 2380. I was like, cool. And then I never wanted to retake it again, because the reason I didn't get a perfect score was because of one math question. And I was like, I'm not good at math. That's my weakest link. My weakest link is math. And I knew that I would always miss one question, no matter what. It was just the way I was. Always one question. So I was like, I'm fine. 2380, I'm fine. I'm not perfect. This is me. Close to perfect. That's enough. And so that's how I prepared. It was like I actually did SAT prep. And I believe that SAT prep is good, but it's not good in proportion to the money. So like the most expensive SAT prep is not necessarily the best. Go to places that are reputable for increasing SAT scores, basically, is my advice. Find local places. Find tutors, like private tutors, anything like that, if your kid wants it. That's how I prepped. And also, another thing that helps for the SAT is taking AP courses. AP English helped me the most on my critical reading and my writing. Without a doubt, taking AP English made it so much easier to take the SAT, because the AP test is basically a really, really hard version of the SAT, the critical reading section. And so when I had to prep for the critical reading on the AP test, I was like, oh, SAT, that's easy. Everything's straightforward, you know? And so that helped. That helped. Taking high-level courses in school helps increase your knowledge and helps you get a higher score naturally, which is why people who retake it again, even without prep a second time, their scores increase because they've just experienced more in high school. Yeah?
I heard about the IB program, right?
IB Media Room, they have the very excellent IB.
Baccalaureate, is that what it is? IB.
International, but.
Baccalaureate.
Yeah.
I am not familiar with that program. My school does not offer it. I don't know a lot about it, so unfortunately I'm not qualified to talk about that. I know it's something like an AP program, but I don't know a lot of people in my area who do that program, and there's still kids getting into Harvard because of it. So that's all I can say about that.
Okay, and regarding the writing skills, okay, mm-hmm. I know there's a gentleman already asked a question, but I'm just curious because what's your best advice to the young, you know,
the youngest?
Yeah, youngest, and how do they develop their writing skills? They prefer reading, but
yes,
not writing.
But not writing. Yeah. That's a question that I've been trying to work with because I'm actually tutoring kids for writing in the local area that I do. And these are kids who, they can read, they like reading, they like other things. They have other interests. I'm having trouble trying to teach them how to write because for me, writing came so naturally. That was just my thing. I was lucky to have that, like, writing was my thing. And so it's hard for natural people who with natural talent to teach people who don't know because they're like, why don't you understand? Because they can't process it like that. So I'm undercutting my own tutoring business because I don't know if I'm that good. But the best way I think the best way for younger kids to get writing is to, I mean, not only to read, but to start, like, really simple things,
participating in something writing,
yeah, like, in school, do writing classes, you know, like, really, it's difficult because not everybody likes to write, but as you get older, rest assured, as you get older, luckily the California education system still teaches kids how to write, kind of. So he'll develop a need to write out of necessity, a skill of writing out of necessity if he wants to be good at anything. Because no matter if you're a math major or any science major, you still have to know how to write. And so classes will teach that. AP classes, all AP classes have essay portions. So they learn how to write about math and write about, you know, science and write about history. They have like an essay or a free written section. And that's all I can say is just to keep them in good school. Keep them in a good school. Because good schools will teach the kids good writing. Yeah.
Can you name some books that could help those young kids, you know, develop
like
reading
skills,
books that might help them prepare for
the future? The best books are the ones they're interested in. The kids that I teach are not very fiction-y people. They don't like reading fantasy novels. They don't really care about Harry Potter. They never read it. And I try to get them into it. They're like, eh, I don't care. But what they really liked was popular science. They loved the magazine Popular Science because they were big on robotics. They loved aviation. And I capitalized on that. And I was like, you're going to keep reading those articles. And you're going to write me summaries about them. Explain to me how you interpret this article. Because those are high level. That's popular science. That's a magazine, you know? And it's not erudite enough that, you know, a young kid can't understand it and there's pictures, but it is teaching him things, and it is teaching him how to, and by writing summaries about the books that you read, that really helps. And so the best books to help a kid are the ones they're interested in. Find those books, even if they're nonfiction, even if they're magazine like Popular Science. That's my...
No gossip.
Yeah, no gossip magazines. Those don't, things with actual text in them, because a lot of girly magazines are now just pictures. So that's a thing that you can do. Any other questions about the younger folks?
You should know.